The theory of evolution's claims are too obviously illogical to need discussion. They are as nonsensical as the assertion that skyscrapers in the middle of a city came about by chance, arising from the stones and other debris left by a rainstorm. Evolutionists encounter a major difficulty in putting forward these claims, which are based upon no scientific findings whatsoever. Accounting for the human soul, evolutionists cannot explain in the least how it happens that lifeless matter can, by chance, bring about a thinking human being, able to enjoy himself and laugh, one able to experience sorrow and excitement, one who can produce works of art, compose music, feel pleasure at hearing a favorite song played, enjoy the smell and taste of food, who can be a good friend, make discoveries, administer a government, and travel into space. That is because these properties are the result of man having been endowed with a soul by God. Human beings are intelligent and willful beings into whom God breathed his spirit. This truth has been revealed in the verses of the Quran. He who has created all things in the best possible way. He commenced the creation of man from clay, then produced his seed from an extract of base fluid, then formed him and breathed his spirit into him and gave you hearing, sight, and hearts. What little thanks you show. About 7 billion people live in the world. The majority of these people have perfect vision systems and perfect hearing systems. The human visual system is so developed that no camera produced with the latest technology can attain the quality of image that the human eye can afford. The human ear is more advanced than the most modern sound system. But Darwinists believe that these visual and sound systems, which the most advanced technology cannot even approach, are the products of blind chance. Of course, these claims are exceedingly irrational. Darwinism's aim is to cause people to deny the manifest and certain fact of creation. There is absolutely no doubt that lifeless, unconscious atoms cannot think. They are ignorant of physical laws and cannot make mathematical calculations. They cannot become engineers who construct dams that restrain tons of water or huge skyscrapers. They cannot use a computer, play the piano, or compose pleasant music. Darwinism is a blindness more serious and incomprehensible than the ancient Egyptians' belief in the sun god Ra, the totems of some African tribes, the sun worship of the Sabians, the handmade idols of the people of Abraham, and the worship of the golden calf by the children of Israel. This is the lack of intelligence that God points out in the Quran. In several verses, he says that some people will have their judgment clouded and fall into such a wretched state as to be unable to see the truth. Some of them listen to you, but we have placed covers on their hearts, preventing them from understanding it, and heaviness in their ears. Though they see every sign, they still have no belief.